Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Yankees were lifeless. Literally listless, lifeless. The most exciting thing at Yankee Stadium tonight was the George Costanza bobbleheads. It's a Peter Pocket. I got to give credit for people standing out in the rain. I mean, that's a commitment. That's commitment. But I can't blame you. I mean, Seinfeld is one of my favorite shows of all time, and it's a sweet bobblehead. I'm not a big bobblehead person. I think the only bobblehead that I have was given to me by somebody. I'm not someone that goes and seeks bobbleheads. But if you do like bobbleheads, this is a great one, the Costanza bobblehead. And by the way, if you got one tonight, hit me up at 888-808-1019. But yeah, it was the most exciting thing at the park. I mean, you could have got an eggplant calzone. They were selling them. You could have got a Costanza bobblehead. But as far as the team on the field, it was atrocious. Horrible. And not exactly the way you want to go into the biggest series of the season. And that can't be stated enough. The Red Sox coming into town, they have righted the ship after that incredible heater that they were on, which basically started with the sweeping of the Yankees in Boston. And then the Red Sox hit the skid. And then all of a sudden, they have kind of gotten themselves back to where they need to be, and they are riding pretty high coming into Yankee Stadium. Whereas the Yankees, they lose 2 out of 3 to an average Houston team. I mean, this is not your older brother's Astros. They are an okay team. I mean, I think on certain nights, they are not very good at all. I mean, they're in first place, but they're in the worst division in all of baseball. They are in the NFC South of baseball, where you could finish under 500 and still win your division. Yeah, there's some star power here and there, and Alvarez, a hater, and Altuve, by name, at least, is star power. He's not the same player he used to be. Christian Walker is really good, although I wouldn't call him a star necessarily. But this is an average Astro team, and the Yankees' bats just went nowhere tonight. Lifeless, to say the least. Now, we'll get into Lombard a lot throughout the night here, but I said this yesterday after the game. I said the Yankees should give George Lombard Jr. a day off. And Boone was asked about it after the game. And whoever asked that, I appreciate you for listening to my show. Thank you. Lombard needed a night off. Because, and it played out exactly the way I said it could, if you throw Lombard out there again and he makes another error, which is now 6 in 6 games, you now create a situation where it has snowballed to the point where you go to this Red Sox series, the biggest series of the year, where you need your shortstop mentally in the game, And you now have a situation where I think the shortstop is, for the moment, mentally broken, at least in the field. I know he had the triple tonight, but, I mean, he's on a streak here that you rarely see. I mean, 6 errors in 6 games, and it now becomes an even bigger conversation. You know, Yankees, Red Sox always takes center stage, even if, now this year's it's different, but even in the last couple years or so where maybe the Red Sox were down a little bit and the rivalry lost a little bit of the juice, but when both teams are good, which both teams are, Yankees, Red Sox always takes center stage. And everything surrounding Yankees, Red Sox becomes an even bigger story. And the biggest story, I mean, you can give me all the, unless the Yankees, and this would be smart, by the way, unless they come out tomorrow and say, Aaron Judge is returning on said date. That would be smart, by the way. If they have the date in mind, which I don't think they do, now would be a good time to reveal it. Much like they brought up George Lombard Jr. right after the trade deadline, which was an underwhelming trade deadline. I mean, coincidence? I don't think so. Outside of that, the biggest story going into tomorrow night's game, you'll hear it a lot tonight, you'll hear it all morning here on The Fan, you'll hear it throughout the midday, afternoon, when Boone meets the media tomorrow, it's all going to be about George Lombard Jr. and this error streak that he's on. Is it the yips? Is it a bump in the road? I tend to think it's a bump in the road. I don't think it's the yips, but I do think it is a bump in the road, and rookies go through this. Heck, Francisco Lindor went through this this year. And you're talking about a perennial all-star guy that could have been the MVP of the National League a couple years ago, one of the best at his position of his generation, certainly a guy that is excellent in the field. And Lindor himself was making errors and mistakes in the field that was just unexplainable. And he's been in the big leagues forever. So people go through it. It's not unique to George Lombard Jr. But what's different about the situation with Lindor and Lombard is Lombard's a young player. And this is his first taste of the big leagues. He is in a situation where I still think it's a delicate spot. And the last thing you want to do is ruin him. I'm not talking about long term, but you can ruin him short term. It hasn't happened yet that he's gotten booed, but I'm telling you right now, the boos are coming. The boos are coming. The only reason he hasn't gotten booed is because he replaced Anthony Volpe. That's it. If George Lombard Jr. did not replace Anthony Volpe, he would have gotten booed by now. But because there were so many against Volpe, understandably so, but because of that, now everybody's going to bite their tongue a little bit because it would be ridiculous a couple of weeks in after you wanted Volpe out of here and you got your wish to then boo George Lombard Jr. But one more error, it's happening. It's happening because there's only so long that New Yorkers are going to hold their tongue, right? Anytime you're in traffic, you're just waiting for a horn to be honked. You just know it's a matter of time. Somebody's going to be the first to do it. And I've always said it, the horn or booing, it is the I'm pissed off button. That's it. I'm ticked off, I'm annoyed, I'm going to honk my horn. Because let's be honest, when you're sitting there in traffic honking, oh, now that you honked your horn, I think I'll start driving my car. You know, why didn't you say that in the first place? If you had honked your horn an hour and a half ago, maybe the Belt Parkway would have moved for the first time in 100 years during rush hour. Honking your horn does nothing. Booing does nothing. But in this town, in this city, in this state, in this tri-state area, it's a form of communication. We communicate sometimes through honking, and we communicate through booing. And the boos are coming if Lombard doesn't turn this around. And I said it last night, he can't commit an error in the clubhouse. At least I don't think so. I suppose somebody could throw him a lollipop and he could drop it, but it wouldn't be an official error on his record. And then Boone, like I said, was asked about it after the game, if a day off would do Lombard good, and Boone says, I don't think so. You don't think so? So what are you going to do? You're just going to keep throwing him out there and let's go for 7 tomorrow. Let's go for 8. You got a doubleheader on Saturday. Why don't we commit 4 errors in the doubleheader? Why would you do that? They did the same thing with Volpe. Now they're going to commit the same mistake with Lombard. And that is, he is starting to get under that microscope. He's gotten a pass so far, but that pass is only going to get him so far. Especially Yankees, Red Sox. Because people are going to be gassed up for this series. And the Red Sox are going to walk into Yankee Stadium with no fear. They're not going to bat an eyelash. They can pitch. They have been red hot for months. They're a confident bunch, and they smell blood because they're right there, only a couple games back of the Yankees.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
I just think that the night off for Lombard tonight would have done him a lot of good, and I played it out the way it ended up playing out was if he commits another error, it's going to continue to snowball, and it's going to be the biggest story going into this series against the Red Sox. Your number one prospect that you brought up here that many viewed as the savior, and maybe a bunch of people put the cart before the horse, which we are all guilty of doing when it comes to young players. It happens constantly, whether the NFL or hockey or baseball or basketball. We all do it. We're all guilty of it. But now to see this, which is all mental. I mean, none of this is physical. The guy that we saw a couple weeks ago when Lombard first got called up making those great defensive plays, including the first ball that was ever hit to him in his big league career, that is the real George Lombard Jr. This, what we're seeing now, is a young kid that is mentally frazzled. And I'm sorry, if you think benching him, that's harsh. If you think giving him a day off, scratch benching from the record, because it wouldn't be a benching, it would be a day off. If giving him a day off breaks him mentally, well, I'm sorry, then he is not ready for this stage. Because I got news for you. You'd be wishing you were sitting there getting a night off instead of getting booed. Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. It might not be everybody, but you know someone is going to boo him. Why you would put him in that situation is just beyond me. It's beyond me. It makes no sense. It starts to become malpractice. Just give him a day off. Let him clear his thoughts. Let it not be about him for a day. Because that's what it's all going to be about tomorrow and tonight and throughout until we get to first pitch. Because yes, it is Yankees Red Sox, and everything is elevated when it's Yankees Red Sox. Everything is under a microscope. Emotions run super high, not only with the players, but with the fans. People are walking into that building tomorrow night, gassed up, on edge, and they're not going to want to see Lombard boot another ball. So that's why giving him a night off, if you had given it to him, heck, I'd even give it to him on Friday. I mean, at some point, you got to give him one. At some point, he needs one. And I think last night or tonight, however you want to look at it, was the night to do it. And yet Aaron Boone did not do that. And then when asked about it after the game, hey, you think giving Lombard a day off would do him some good? And Boone goes, no, I don't think so. You don't? Okay. I get it. We're not allowed to say anything negative about any of the players. We're not allowed to say it's everything has to, we have to treat it like it's nursery school. I totally understand that, but come on. You don't think it would do him any good? He's got six errors in six straight games. If not now for a day off, when? He'll work his way through it. Yeah, he will work his way through it. But to me, I'm also looking to kind of shield him from the mob and shield him from the natives who are going to get restless if they see Lombard boot another baseball. Usually when it comes to lunar eclipses, I am unaware, but social media helped me out with that one. Apparently, it's one of those ones where the moon looks blood red, and I think that's going to be right around midnight or so. Now, unfortunately for me, I am here at the WFAN studios, and we lack in the window department. Not to say that we don't have any windows, but here in the studio, we have one behind me, but we kind of have a curtain for the SNY background here. And I think even if I lifted said curtain, I wouldn't have a clear shot at the moon. Now, during one of the hydration breaks that we take here on After Hours, I suppose I could walk around aimlessly and try to find a window, but this building is slightly under construction right now, so some of the rooms that we used to have with windows are a little bit incapacitated right now. So perhaps I can maybe go down to upper management's office at the corner of the hallway here and try to see it, but... yeah, what was the thing with it? What's the one during the day? Isn't there one during the day where it just where it gets all dark outside? That's not a lunar eclipse. What the heck is that? I don't even know what the heck that is. But this one is one of those ones where I think just the moon is blood red, and it's not like when you go outside, it looks like Armageddon or anything like that. It's just the moon itself is red. By the way, if you went to the singles night at Citi Field tonight, love to hear from you. I forgot it was tonight. I definitely had it circled on my calendar. There was a few people from this radio station we could have sent there. Like, how is Nick Papagiorgio not at Mets singles night? Now, he's a Yankee fan, but I don't think that disqualifies him.
I saw Sean was there.
Yeah, he was there, but I don't know if he was at singles night. You know, he better not be, you know, especially without me. If you're going to do that, then at least bring your boy with you. We'll go to singles night. And then I would have been able to be, I mean, I would have went to singles night at, but then again, like, do you think, Nico, if you go there and you're wearing a ring, you wouldn't have been allowed in singles night? I guess it does break the rules of the actual singles night.
I'm confused how this works. So there was like certain part of the stadium that's only allowed for single people?
Yeah, I don't know either. I just saw a video where it looked like a bunch of people were mingling in what looked like a club. Now, obviously not a like a club, a Citi Field club. You know what I mean? And there were like balloons and it looked pretty cool. It looked pretty cool, but I don't know the full details of it. That's why I want somebody to call in if they were attending that. Now, I think Marash was at the Cadillac Club. I think he was hanging out at the Cadillac. Probably got mooched and got free tickets. I mean, who in their right mind would do something like that? I mean, and start basically a sports talk radio gigolo business where people pay for them to go to sporting events. I mean, I would never, ever suggest doing something like that for myself. But yeah, I think Fatso was at the Cadillac Club. He was not at the singles event. But we could have sent Nick Papagiorgio there. We could have sent Connor Green there, if he even still works here anymore. I haven't seen him in months. But Papagiorgio would be right there rubbing elbows. I mean, the guy's dying for a taste. Every single night I get off, he's basically asking me to go hang out afterwards. I said, if it was 10, 15 years ago, I absolutely would have done it. Let's be real, I probably still could do it. But definitely 10, 15 years ago, I would have 100% done it. But literally, every time I work with Papagiorgio, he's like, hey, what are you doing after the show? I'm like, well, I'll probably go home, but you know, it is midnight, 2 in the morning. Guy's looking for a taste. He's looking to get in the action, in the mix. I appreciate that. He's a man after my own heart. And that's why Papagiorgio could have been at this singles event. We should have set that up. Because I don't think you have to pay to be there, meaning at the Met game. But I don't think it was a extra fee to get into the singles portion of the... Is that why, Nico, there was a gal in a wedding dress the other night? What was that all about? I think that was two games ago, though. Do we ever get the story on that? There was some gal in a wedding dress, and I didn't see a groom or anybody really next to her that looked like that was marrying her.
I didn't see this story. What
is
this?
Yeah, they showed some gal in a wedding dress. I think it was two nights ago, and it was all over social media. And yeah, there was, I could see if it was like singles night. That'd actually be a funny outfit. You go to singles night with a wedding dress on. That's called making a statement. No, she was there like a couple nights ago, and I think they were looking for whoever she was marrying, and I don't know if they ever found the person. So I don't know what the backstory there is that. I don't know if it came out, you know, on somewhere website or whatever, but I did not see a conclusion to the lady in the wedding dress. Like I said, I'm in the dark here. I just saw it live, and then I saw it on social media.
Wait, so if you see a girl at a club in a wedding dress, she shows up in a wedding dress, you think that that's like, you would go up to that girl?
Yeah, because I think it's a sense of humor. I think she's going for, in that instance, I think she would be trying to make a statement and trying to be funny about it, trying to be ironic. Yeah, I don't think she's like a runaway bride. At least I don't think so. If you were a runaway bride and you stumbled on the singles event at Citi Field, I would think that would not be your first stop, right? But does that ever happen to, by the way, you always hear about that. Obviously, they did the movie with Julia Roberts. Is there ever really a runaway bride? Like, first of all, does anybody ever say no to a proposal? That's number one. And number two, does anybody ever truly get stood up at the altar? Boy, that would be, how would you go about the rest of the wedding? Like, let's say you have this big, huge wedding, reception, the whole nine, and the bride doesn't show up. She stiffs you. She gets cold feet. She's done. Do you still go on with the wedding? And obviously, you don't go on with the wedding, but you go on with the reception? I mean, you paid for the night. I don't think there's a refund. When I got married, I don't think there was a clause in the contract that I signed that said, if this gal doesn't show up, you're off the hook and we'll give you your money back. Maybe if you call off the wedding, you know, way in advance, I'm sure there's a way to kind of get your money back. Maybe you lose a deposit. But night of, I mean, we're here, pal. I mean, it's the wedding. It's the reception. The band is there. The DJ is there. We actually did, my wife and I, we did not only a DJ, but we had at the cocktail hour, we had an a cappella group, my wife's idea. It actually was one of her, she usually has horrible ideas. This is actually one of the best ideas she ever had. They were awesome to the point where a lot of people said that they, and it was nothing against the DJ we had, but DJs are DJs. A lot of people wanted those a cappella singers to stick around for the reception, which, listen, we didn't even think to do that. And the reason my wife wanted that is because she's a huge fan of that group that does the Pentatonix, I think they're called. Her and I went to go see them once in the city. So she's a huge fan of theirs, so she kind of wanted to recreate that at our wedding. And it was awesome. It really was. But yeah, I think you end up, I would assume you end up having the wedding. But I don't think it happens that often. Maybe 1% of the time. Like, I'm sorry. If you get to a point where, you know, by the night, you're better off, and this sucks too, but you're better off being one of, because this I have heard of, where people get divorced like 2-3 months after the wedding. It's like, can I get my money back that I gave you for my gift? Is that possible? I mean, you couldn't even, 2 or 3 months? You got to at least get to a year. If you get to a year and you get divorced, you don't have to give me my money back. But if you get divorced in under a year, I expect a check returned to me. Although I guess the check technically covered my enjoyment that night. So, you know what? I take that back.
I had someone get engaged, have an engagement party.
Engagement party.
Gave them a gift at the engagement party, and then the wedding was called off before the day. Never got the money back.
Now, how do you remember how far off? So if the wedding, let's say, was September 3rd, do you remember like when it was, like how many days before September 3rd it was?
I think it was like a couple months at least.
Okay, so a couple months is not terrible. I think that's fair. Like if you're sitting there saying a couple months, you didn't go on your bachelor or bachelorette party yet, fine. But a couple of days or day of? And does a groom ever not show up? What? I don't want to make it about the, because there's always runaway bride. What if the groom, I mean, let's be honest, it's more likely that the groom wouldn't show up. They just show up because they want to make their mother happy. It's one of those situations where I feel like a groom would be like, yeah, I'm just not going to go to this wedding. Well, it's actually my wedding. And you just skip town. Boy, that would be something. But yeah, you always hear about it from a female perspective. You never really hear about it from a male perspective, meaning the groom, the runaway groom, so to speak. Like, I'm not going, I'm good, I'm out of here. I'm going to singles night at Citi Field. I'm going to the Cadillac Club. I'm going anywhere but here, quite frankly. I'm booking a one-way flight somewhere. And then, you know, but then it's like one of those situations where, okay, let's say that does happen and the bride and there is a reception. Can you like flirt with the bride at that point? Is that like kind of like, is there a sort of a little bit of time you have to wait? You have to wait for the after party? Like, where do you, like, draw the line of, like, all right, listen, this is, like, the worst night of her life. I could be a shoulder to cry on. Obviously, this chooch has skipped town. He's not going to marry her. Could I be in a situation here where, you know, it happens. Little rebound. Everybody goes home a winner, quite frankly. That's always the way I look at it. You know what I mean? Like, she has a nice night. You have a nice night. And then she can sort of pick up the pieces of her life in the morning.
I think it depends on how well you know the guy. Like, if you're a groomsman,
fair.
Maybe not.
Yeah, definitely not. I would go as far as saying definitely not. If you're a groomsman, definitely not. But if you're kind of, if you were going to be at the miscellaneous table, you know what I mean? Like kind of the mishmash of, so Nico, I'm actually one of our listeners here, Melissa and Tom, they've invited me to their wedding in June. And I haven't gotten to save the date yet. I don't think they've sent it out, but they did send me their wedding website, to which I, of course, perused it a little bit. And they had one section where you actually can check out, I guess it's not, the purpose of it is not to do this, but this is the way I did it. You could check out all the bridesmaids. I mean, they have like their picture, a little bit of information about them. And I kind of floated on the air the other day, like if I end up going, my wife usually doesn't like attending these sort of things because she hates crowds, she hates socializing. So it's in all likelihood she's not going to want to go. She might even have something going on herself. If I still want to go and they'll still have me and I have a plus one, should I take somebody from here? Should I bring Connor Green, who's single? Could I bring Papa Giorgio if he's single? And then the reason I bring this up is if I do go and that is the situation where I bring Connor and he's single, then I want to be on the dais, though. I want to be sitting with the bridesmaids. I don't want to be at the kiddie table, the miscellaneous table. I want to be up there in the dais. Is that something I can request with the with these people?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I think we're going to get them on coming up, but maybe not like now because it's a million months away. It's in June. The other thing, too, they're getting married in June, and we got Knicks playoff run here. We got the finals coming up. So that's something that I got to have to point out as well to her, which is fine. Maybe they're not Knicks fans, but boy, that is interesting timing there. I think they're Ranger fans based on some of their photos, and we know the, let's be real. I can promise you the Rangers will not be playing hockey in June. That, I think, is a safe bet. 888-808. Where was I going with all this? I don't know. But anyway, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. What I do know is this. George Lombard Jr. should have gotten the night off tonight. He should get the night off on Friday. The fact that Aaron Boone sits here after the game and tells you, well, I don't think that Lombard would benefit from a night off. You don't? He's had 6 errors in 6 straight games. The Boo Birds haven't come out yet, but they're going to come out. If you put him out there on Friday night in a series, biggest series of the year against the Red Sox, and he boots a ball that costs them a run. Now, to be fair, Caballero, I don't know what the heck he was thinking. I mean, he made the error from Lombard even worse, but let's just say Lombard, bases loaded, room service double play, boots it, throws it away, and like 2 or 3 runs score. You don't think the fans are going to start to boo? I mean, they've given him a pass, and the reason that Lombard's gotten a pass here is because everybody disliked Anthony Volpe. Not personally, but just as a baseball player. So you're going to give the guy that's replacing him a little bit more rope. But that rope's going to end here real soon. And that's why I thought it would be a good idea to get Lombard into the dugout, night off, clear his mind, and then move on from there. Because to me, it's all mental at this point. Bobby joins us first here on After Hours in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, quickly, Jeter was 0 for 30. They were booing him. I was in the stadium.
Bobby, you know this as a huge Yankee fan. No one is above getting booed. Like, everybody gets booed. Jeter got booed. Yeah. Lombard's going to get booed. And it's how you respond to it. I get that. But I feel like getting him out of that kind of, like, sort of vitriol, the fans, would have been a good idea if you were the Yankees and Boone.
Oh. Okay, the other night, I spoke to you a couple of nights ago about the Astros, if they claim the ACLS. I agree with you. They should beat the Astros. But if they don't, they never beat the Astros. If you don't beat them this year, they never will.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And Freed, you still got to question him whether he's going to be there for the playoffs. I mean, he hurt his elbow a second time.
Yeah.
I was telling he had a history of arm injuries. Atlanta don't sign you for a reason. So,
well, I hated the contract length, Bobby, and I was very much at the forefront of that. I hated the length. I liked the pitcher a lot, but to me, that's insane. That's insane, yeah, and he's already gotten hurt a bunch already in the early port. I thought it was going to be bad on the back end. Look, I think your fears about Freed this year are absolutely justified. I could see him coming back. I hope not, but I could see him coming back and re-aggravating it. Look, it's the same injury he had earlier, and yeah, something's not right there, and obviously he wants to be back on the field, but it's hard, Bobby, to put any stock and any faith right now in Max Freed.
And, you know, I said they're going to, the Tampa Bay is not Toronto, so they should get up to the series. Yeah. But if Freed is not there, you're not going to be able to rely on Rodan. He's hit or miss. So you have Schuster and Cole.
Well,
and, Schlittler, you know, there's a plus who?
Well, I think you said his name wrong. It's okay. It's Schlittler.
Schlittler, I'm sorry.
Schlittler. You were better off the first time, Bobby. I should have not said anything. It was one of those situations in life. I do this all the time with my wife where I'm like, I probably shouldn't open my mouth, but I'm going to. You know, you're at a fork in the road in your personal life. And I was at a fork in the road there with you, Bobby, and you got it wrong the first time, but you got it wrong in a way that was not going to be where we'd have to dump you, cut you off. And then the second time, you cursed, which is fine. It was on accident, so we got you back up here, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Brooklyn boy, so...
No, I understand that, but we're not on the streets of Brooklyn, yeah, yeah. So I totally understand you. Believe me, if we were on the streets of Brooklyn, I'd be cursing up a storm, but the bottom line is we're on the radio.
Yeah,
we're not in the barbershop.
You know, not... yeah, now... Now, if they're going to advance in the playoffs, you know, I mean, everyone, I know Anthony Gallo was on. He said, well, they the reason why wasn't because they're hitting, you know, they hit well in Toronto series, but they scored 2 runs and 1 run in those 2 games in Toronto, and nobody other than Judge hit above 250. So, you know, until they prove otherwise.
I agree with you.
You know,
I'm with you. Yeah, yeah, no, 100%. In October, they have, and I appreciate the call, Bobby, they have a lot of guys that need to prove themselves, including guys like Garcia, who we have not seen on this stage. Bellinger has to exercise the demons of the postseason. Judge certainly has to exercise the demons of the postseason. You're not going to have Stanton, who normally is a terrific October performer. You know, Grisham's got to prove it. Jazz has got to prove it. There's a lot of guys in this I think the pitching staff, even with Fried out, I think is the best staff in all baseball. Now, it takes a big hit, but I just love the back end of this bullpen. And, of course, Schlittler, who's a legit dog. And Cole, who has been way better than I thought he would be this year at his age, coming off a major injury. But you bring up an interesting point with Fried, and that is same injury, multiple stints on the IL. And by the way, another guy who's had his struggles in October, including that series against Toronto last year, I think it's safe to be a little bit worried about Max Fried's health and his effectiveness. Now, he could shut everybody up by coming back in a couple of days and finishing the season strong and having a very, you know, outstanding postseason, but you got to at least put a little bit of doubt there, a little bit of cloud of doubt and hesitation, considering the fact that it's an elbow. And, yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't like the contract length. I didn't. But I do think Atlanta is missing somebody like Max Fried. I think that they probably wish they had him back. Maybe not at the contract he got. I don't like giving starting pitchers that type of money unless they're Scooble or, I mean, I would have said Skeens a couple months ago, and now he's not very good. But, you know, the top of the line, top 2 or 3 pitchers in baseball. And even then, you're holding your breath. Because it always feels like Tommy John surgery or major surgery is looming around the corner. Ryan joins us next from Stony Point here on After Hours. What's up, Ryan?
Tommy, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? What's up?
Good. Real quick, I do agree with you. I think Lombard does need a night off. I mean, I feel like it can't hurt, especially, like you said, biggest series, one of the biggest series of the season coming up. Give him a night. You'll be all right without him for a night.
Yeah, I think he needs it. I think because to me, this has to be mental at this point. It's not physical.
100%.
He has all the tools to be a great defensive player, and we saw it early on. And right now, I think he's just in his own head. And we know that the Yankees, they try to play therapist, and they don't want to do something or say something that might break the fragile state of someone's brain. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to learn that, you know what? No one's above taking a day off. No one's above this. So, hey, give him one and get him off this streak.
Exactly. And I'm curious of your opinion why we saw Cole tonight instead of, I feel like, the last 2 nights, because now he definitely can't pitch against Boston. Like, do you think if we saw him maybe 2 days ago, he'd throw this weekend or, I don't even know, Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
possible. I'm losing track of the days. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, yeah. So today is Thursday, then Friday. They have the doubleheader on Saturday and then a game on Sunday.
That's okay. Okay. So, yeah, do you think we would have seen him this weekend if he did pitch earlier against Houston? Or that's kind of where I'm going with it, yeah.
So, yeah, who again are we seeing?
Cole.
Gamble. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
if you saw him early in the week, yeah, I think you would have. Yeah, it's a lot of things up in the air, and obviously injuries are playing a part in that. Fried's availability plays a part in that. But, I mean, I would have rather seen him against Boston. I just think those games are, like, this is, to me, a 3 out of 4, 4-game sweep type of thing. I know that's, like, a lot, but they need to, like, make a statement here against the Red Sox.
Agreed. So, like, do you think there was a reason why they waited to pitch him today instead of earlier against Houston, or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of just that's how it worked out.
Yeah, I think it just worked out that way.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, Rye. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it is. It might feel hyperbolic when I say it, but I promise you I'm not trying to be. I think that the Yankees have to bare minimum 3 out of 4 here. I'd like to see a sweep. They swept you. Sweep them now. Return the favor. I don't think there's an outlandish thing to say. Now, I understand the pitching situation, and I understand that you're kind of limping in offensively after a lifeless performance, and it was. And these are the every time I see a night like this from the Yankees, I bring it up because these are the type of games that scare you because you have your stud on one of your studs on the mound in Gerrit Cole. He's pitching a really good game, economic, the whole thing, and you're lifeless at the plate. And you're making mistakes in the field, and you do this in October, you're going home. And you're going to be facing top-of-the-line pitching on a nightly basis. You didn't face, besides Hader, you didn't really face top-of-the-line pitching tonight against the Astros. And yet you were held to one run. I mean, these games over the next month or so are should be all like postseason games. And listen, I said it a couple nights ago, I think the Yankees are going to win the division. I think Tampa's going to end up finishing in third. I believe that. But, you know, nights like this, they scare you for the long term. Like regular season-wise, the Yankees, they'll probably do well against the Red Sox. They'll get fat against the Angels. They got the Rockies on their schedule, got the Twins on their schedule. They always do well in August under Aaron Boone. I'm sure Judge will be back for the last couple series. The Yankees will have their moments here down the stretch like they always do. But on a night like tonight, when you see them kind of go quietly into that night, it's the blueprint for how they could get bounced and bumped in the postseason. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is a Lugie here in the late night. We'll continue to take your calls on the Yankees. So if you want to talk Yanks, hop on board right now. 888-808-1019. We'll talk about the Giants coming up as well as the Jets as they will face each other in both teams' final preseason games. So a lot on the menu here in the final, let me do a quick math here, 2.5 hours on the show, in the final 2.5 hours of After Hours for this week. Again, if you want to hop on, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
So coming up in the midnight hour, I will let you know whether or not I think Jackson Dart should play in the final preseason game against the Jets. I know Harbaugh has been asked about it, including here on this radio station by Boomer and Geo. And Harbaugh said they're kind of going back and forth. They're waffling on it. Now I want waffles, by the way. I knew I shouldn't have thrown that word out there. When I was in Nashville, I had the best that I've ever had, chicken and waffles. I mean, the chicken was, George likes his chicken spicy, and Tommy does as well. The chicken was just absolutely ridiculously spicy, which I love. And then the waffles were incredibly soft. And they had this, which I admit I was kind of doubling down because I love spicy food. And probably this wasn't the right move. Not just, everything was good with the stomach. It was more just about, I think when you have spicy food, sometimes you combine it with the sweet taste of a waffle and like maple syrup. But they had this hot honey syrup as well at the restaurant. So I put the hot honey syrup on the waffles and the chicken that was very spicy. So it was probably a little bit too much spice, but very tasty. Very tasty. So I can understand why Harbaugh's waffling, because waffles are amazing. If I had to choose between waffles and pancakes, that's a great question that I just asked myself. Ooh, man. Can I add stuff? So if it's chicken and waffles versus like chocolate chip pancakes, boy. Wow. I'm going to go chocolate chip pancakes, but it's close. It's super close. It's, oh man, chocolate chip pancakes sounds really good right now. Both do. And this is why I need to open, this bottom line is this. This is why I need to open up a diner, because we have now reached a very sad part of our society here in the tri-state area. Whether it's Jersey, whether it's New York City, whether it's Long Island. Diners are now closing at 10 o'clock at night? What the heck is that all about? So you're telling me if I go get a couple of drinks with some friends and we Uber over to the diner, it's closed? I can't get my disco fries? I can't get a burger? Double cheeseburger with bacon? You're telling me I can't dip fries in gravy? You're telling me I can't get breakfast at 3 in the morning? That's a travesty. And that's got to change. So I'm going to open up my own diner. I just need money. That's it. Once I get money, I'll be able to do that. And really, like I said about my wife, just keeps spending money. And a divorce would be cheaper, quite frankly, at this stage. But yeah, so if I could get money, I will be able to open up a diner. Speaking of this, so let me take you through my night last night, and we'll get back to your calls here in just 1 second. 888-808-1019. So I missed my train last night. I missed my train home. And so I had to wait a little bit. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'll get some food. Dude, all except for one, and credit to them, all the pizzerias in Midtown were closed. Did I miss something here? Are we not in New York City? What is going on? And don't you dare say, well, since COVID. I don't want to hear since COVID. I don't want to hear it. That's 6 years ago. Enough. Pizzerias should be open all night. 4, 5, 6 in the morning. I couldn't get a slice of pizza. Now, finally, I did. But I had to walk pretty far. Very good pizza, too, by the way. Went with a little pepperoni, a little Sicilian. Delicious. But even the stuff in Penn Station was all closed. I'm sorry. Is this not Penn Station? Since it's Penn Station. I don't care if it's a weekday. It's always somebody Saturday night in New York City. There's always some kind of club or bar or strip club open where I'm sure afterwards you'd like to get a slice of pizza. And I couldn't find pizza. And I literally typed into my phone search pizza. And there's, of course, a million pizzerias. And legitimately, the ones that were open, now this isn't the one I ended up going to, but the other ones that were open are the $1.50 pizza places. For me, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I'm just not. If you have, God bless. And I'm sure I have drunkenly. I guarantee you I have. Because the smartest thing you could do is put up a $1.50 pizzeria right next to a bar or a stretch of bars. Because you're basically, I mean, people stumble over, you know, their cracked iPhones. They're trying to figure out their life, vaping, and, you know, the Zins in their mouth. And they're gonna spend, we could get 6 slices of pizza for $12. So I understand that. But it's just amazing to me. I can't stand for it. Like stuff that, and I understand like staffing and things of that nature, but if I'm in New York City, if I want to eat, I should be able, and I know they have food trucks and they have the $1.50 pizza and this one pizzeria place was open pretty late, but come on. Shutting your doors down, there's always something going on. Last time I checked was 4 a.m., so a pizzeria should stay open till 5 a.m. So maybe I have to open a pizzeria now in the city. They call me Tommy Pizza. They call me Tommy Diner, and they call me Tommy Pizza. I could start a chain of diners and pizzas that actually stay open to the appropriate time. The other thing, too, is I was in Penn Station. I had to go to the bathroom, and they have all the bathrooms locked. Well, what if I have to go to the bathroom? I understand why they do what they're doing. We don't have to get into it, but I get why they're doing it. But, okay, so what if it happens for me or anybody else has to go to the bathroom? Nothing should be closing in New York City. There's always something going on. It's always somebody Saturday night. How about people that are visiting, too? Mind-numbing. It annoyed me. It annoyed me last night. I was already annoyed that I missed my train. I don't even want to get into why I missed it, but it's just chaos. It was caused. Let's put it that way. Only Tommy Pizza. Thank you. Yeah, I got to open up a pizzeria. I have to. And I'm going to put it right outside of Penn Station, and that bad boy is going to be open till 6 a.m. You know what kind of business we're going to do? I have nothing against the food trucks. I'm all good with that. Or carts. I don't know what they call them. Food trucks is more of like a Austin, Texas kind of thing. Food truck. Well, maybe I guess it does apply here, food trucks. And I'm fine with that. I didn't even get a dirty water hot dog. That's fine. But I was in the mood for pizza. Sometimes when you're in the mood for pizza, nothing else. And let me be honest. I was with one of my buddies over the weekend. He was calling it a gyro. And I'm like, all right, I get that. But to me, I go gyro. I know some people go gyro. I go gyro. I guess it's tomato, tomato. It really is not that big of an offense if you go one way or the other. But he kept doing it. And he's like, yo, I got a gyro. I'm going to get a gyro tonight. I'm like, all right, you know, come on, pal. All right. For the most part, I think people call it gyro. All right. You could call it a gyro all you want. But I go lamb if I go gyro, by the way. That's what I go with that. But at least the food trucks are open all night, which I appreciated. But I finally did find a slice of pizza, to be fair. But the idea that I had to walk heaven and earth in New York City to find it, a place that was open, is ridiculous. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know what else is ridiculous? The fact that George Lombard Jr. wasn't given the night off tonight. Something that I screamed about yesterday, something that Boone was asked about after the game tonight. I don't get it. And the way it played out is exactly the way I lined it up. Lombard commits another error. He goes into this Red Sox series with six errors in six straight games. And now you have a situation where I feel like a young player who I'm sure psyche-wise is a little bit fragile, understandably. He now goes into this series in a situation where he has got to be feeling mentally broken. Something he's done his entire life at an exceptionally high level. Everything you heard about Lombard was his defense is just through the roof, through the charts, or off the charts. We saw it right out of the gate, just making great defensive play after great defensive play. I mean, the way he fielded that position right out of the gate, and I, look, some of it, and I said it at the time, was the fact that he was replacing Anthony Volpe. That's part of it. That everybody was so sick and tired of Volpe that the guy that replaced him, you're going to overrate what he's doing by a tad. But even with that little bit of overrating, to have this now, doesn't make any sense to me other than the fact that it's more of a mental thing and a mental hurdle that he's got to get over. And I think a good way to get over it was to be getting a day off. You rest up because now this Lombard situation is going to be a massive story going into this Red Sox series because it's a massive series. It's the biggest series of the year. And the last thing you want is Lombard under the microscope, which is exactly where he is. 888-808-1019. I have made a massive error here. And a massive one. And I will take ownership for this. We have a caller on the line that is going to, and he's 100% right, because I mentioned waffles, I mentioned pancakes. Robbie, I did not mention French toast. That's on me. Maybe I need a night off. That's a mental gaffe on my part. You're right. I should have absolutely mentioned French toast. They deserve to be in the conversation.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey.
In the old days, when we went out and we hung out, you know, the guys hanging out together, we used to go to the diner, and I always used to order French toast.
Beautiful.
But the thing is, instead of white bread, I used to order my French toast made with rye bread, and they used to do it for me. There was on Fresh Pond Road in Maspeth Middle Village,
mm-hmm,
in Queens, there was a diner called Masbach. It was like a German diner.
Right.
And they were open until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Of course, as they should be. But what made you go? What made you go rye bread? And like, that's an interesting choice because I'm not a big fan of rye bread. But does it impact the taste that much with the French toast?
It was the thing my mother used to do, and she used to make the rye bread French toast with cinnamon.
Yeah.
And then later on in years, as I grew up, I made the same thing, but instead of the cinnamon, I used to use Calabrian pepper.
Wow, you're a man after my own heart. I love it. Love it. Yeah, I love that idea. So I could go, yeah, I'm with you. I could go either sweet or I could always go spicy. The only thing, Robbie, I don't like when it comes to spice is alcohol. There are some people that like their alcoholic drinks spicy. I don't. But anything else in my life, I like it spicy.
You got to go with the crushed red pepper when you do a French toast.
You know what, Rob? And I'm so glad that you called me, and I appreciate the call. I will not go rye bread. I'm not a big rye bread fan, but I will do the pepper stuff. So my wife equally has a, well, when you have a sweet tooth, you have a sweet tooth, but when you have a spicy tooth, what would they even call it? I have no idea what they'd call it. I would say she has a spicy tongue, but our audience will, their mind will go in the gutter, so I don't want to say that, although I guess I just did, but we both love spicy food. Love it. It can't, the fire, the heat, it, we just, everything about it, we are huge fans of. I'm going to tell her about this with the French toast. Now, she may look at me crooked, which she probably will, which she will anyway, but I mean, I think this is a great idea, and her and I should, well, by her and I mean she should make this for us, and a French toast, but instead of syrup and a sweet version or cinnamon, we go spicy route. I love it. Like I said, I was kind of doing that in Nashville when I got the chicken and waffles, and I put the hot honey syrup on the waffles. But French toast should be in the conversation when you say, hey, would you rather have, let's say, chicken and waffles, chocolate chip pancakes, or your best version of French toast? I still go chocolate chip pancakes in that, but it's extremely tight. You can't go wrong. But yeah, a diner should be open till 3, 4. Not everybody's at the bar till last call. So you don't necessarily have to stay open till 5 in the morning, but at least 4 in the morning. Give us a chance. Let's go to AJ. He joins us next here on After Hours. What's up, AJ?
Oh, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, I finally beat the Bell Parkway. I was stuck there forever.
Well, you and everybody, I mean, I've always said this about the Bell Parkway. They've been doing construction on it for the last 100 years. I mean, if you leave on Thursday, you get there home by Sunday, you're happy.
I did that. I was westbound. Anyway, so what I want to talk about is why that after all these years, we still allow Jose Altuve to jump over our railings and celebrate on that field like he did nothing wrong during the cheating scandal. Mm. And it has been nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
And we allow him to do that. We allowed G-Man Choi to celebrate doing New York yep. against us when they beat us.
Yeah.
We have
Vlad Jr.
We have no cojones on this team anymore. I'm not saying we got to drill a guy in the head. I'm not saying we need to hurt anybody. But do we have any pride left on this team? No.
Yeah, look, I've said that. And you know what? I've said this too, AJ. I think that in a lot of ways, this team reflects their captain. Look, Judge is an great player. But, dude, he's soft. I mean, let's just call it like it is.
I agree with you. I do not need another Derek Jeter. And that's how he likes to carry himself. I had one of those for 20 years. I need somebody with bravado to step up. You know what? Get up there. You're 6'7". Let them know you're 6'7".
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And while you say it is the captain, it always falls back on the manager.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. The guy was literally sitting in a broadcast booth, was allowed to take over the greatest franchise in baseball history. And all he does is baby these guys.
Hard to argue. I mean, I've called it a country club before. We've ripped him after the game, playing back some of his audio where he just refuses to say anything negative about anybody. And you create a situation where, you're right, where the Astros walk in there, they have no fear. The Red Sox walk in there, they have no fear. And a place that used to be intimidating for the opponents has now become sort of like you're going to Central Park. It's just, we're at Yankee Stadium, and it's just like almost like an amusement park, basically. And it sucks, especially for guys like you said, Altuve. And I appreciate the call, AJ. I'm glad you made it home. Yeah, Altuve or the Reds. We used to bring this up back in the day with Ortiz and Manny. Like, they were too comfortable. Altuve's been too comfortable. Okay, you boo him. They still boo him. He don't care about that. He don't care about that. That doesn't bother him one iota. Yeah, I've been saying that for years. I mean, Judge, to me, great player. Great player. But does he have that killer instinct? I don't think so. I just you don't see it. With his teammates, with opponents. And the Yankees have been missing an edge for so many years. And they take on the form of their manager and best player. And I feel like a lot of times that's why they have the talent, they have a good infrastructure, and that's why they're good in the regular season. That's why they get to October. But when the rubber meets the road, they get exploited. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a Tommy Lugauer. It is a Lugie here in the late night. We'll get back to your calls on the Yankees. We'll open it up to the Giants coming up in the next hour, whether or not Jackson Dart should play in the final preseason game. We'll talk some Mets as well. I got you for another 2 hours here on The Fan. The number to join is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night here on The Fan.
Giants and the Jets go at it again. 7:30 tomorrow night.
Touchdown, Giants! Jackson Dart! 20-yard touchdown run!
My whole team has made it great.
The home of Giants football is The Fan.
We never, ever quit. My whole team has made it great.
101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
If you're tired of dealing with dummies every time you shop for a car, I get it. All the games they play, the back and forth, it's brutal. Well, the team over at Route 22 Toyota seem to have it figured out. They're real people who have made the entire process of buying a car simple and that smart. Plus, they're easy to get to, right on Route 22 in Hillside, New Jersey, and they're always on the money with incredible deals on their huge selection of new and used Toyota. So remember, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to Route 22 Toyota and experience the smart way to buy your next vehicle.
Hit and run at 125th and Lex, Shulman and Hill Injury Lawyers hits the ground running. No one fights harder for New York. Every borough, every block. Shulman and Hill, we are New York. Get a free case review. Search Shulman and Hill Injury Lawyers.
Looking for the lowest price on name brand tires? Get to Town Fair Tire and get the guaranteed lowest price on any name brand tire. Nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair.
Verizon Small Business Days are happening right now. If you're a small business owner, Verizon business experts are ready to meet with you one-on-one to deliver expert support, special offers, and everything your business needs. It's great because they'll work with you to make sure you've got the best tech and plans to help you and your business get the win. Score a meeting with a Verizon business expert during Small Business Days, August 17th through the 30th. Call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small. All business.
The pros know nobody beats FW Web. With extensive inventory, personalized service, and a fleet of trucks across the Northeast, FW Web supports all customers, from one van contractors to large facility operators. For planned projects, emergency jobs, or maintenance, FW Web has what you need, when and where you need it. For plumbing, heating, HVAC, refrigeration, propane, gas, and PVF jobs. With over 100 locations, visit FWWeb.com to find one near you.
Orgavata Zona? Is that a word? In the 2026 Kia Sportage Turbo Hybrid, it might as well be, because it can be one road trip. It's all about turbocharged power and hybrid efficiency working together, so you get the thrill of quick acceleration and the satisfaction of fuel efficiency. Book a test drive and keep the adventure going. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
Transform every drive into a homecoming during the Mercedes-Benz Welcome Home Celebration. Whether you're ready for your first Mercedes-Benz or your next one, Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Ray Catina of Freehold, and Mercedes-Benz of Union have exceptional offers waiting for you, backed by the legendary Ray Catina customer experience. Visit today and discover why coming home to Mercedes-Benz has never felt so rewarding. But hurry, the Welcome Home Celebration ends August 31st. Visit RayCatinaMercedes.com.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it today to carsforkids.org. Donation is super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's cars with a K.
Hi, this is John Starks.
And I'm Tyler Kolek.
At John Starks Kia, we don't play games. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees, no surprises. Lease a Kia Sportage for just $333 a month with just $3 due at signing. What we say is what it is, period.
See ya at John Starks Kia in Queens. Go New York, go New York, go.
36-month lease excludes tax, title, and MV fees. No security deposit required. 10,000 miles per year. Expires August 31st.
The afternoon sports conversation starts at 2. The Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. Watch on...
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.